It's not easy to start a university band from scratch. Uniforms have to be designed, songs have to be selected, and most importantly, musicians have to be given their marching orders.
Okay, Island, can we have the percussion build with that?
That's Bill Peace, the director of the new Cavalier Marching Band. In the months leading up to Saturday's game, he's been developing routines, and now it's time to coordinate the music and marching of his 170-strong ensemble. Before this spring, none of his players had ever played in a college band, so Peace is trying to tweak the sound for that important day.
Let's talk a little bit about big noise. I know we haven't done that a lot, so let's figure out what we got to do here with big noise.
Peace says one of the challenges of starting a new band from the bottom up is to pick a musical repertoire that fits the school.
We're going
to
do some traditional sounding pieces like fight songs, cheers, things like that. But we're also going to play some things from jazz to rap to country to heavy metal.
No matter what Peace plays, the creation of the marching band is designed to help support the football team. It was created with help from a $1.5 million gift from Carl and Hunter Smith. Peace says the band is part of Coach Al Groh's mission to boost school spirit at Scott Stadium.
When he talked to the band, he came to several of our meetings back last spring and said a championship football team needs a championship band. And I think if you really think about that, he started rattling off all the schools that had won the national championships in the past 10, 15 years, and all of them have great bands.
There has not been a marching band at the university since the early 60s, but there is a whole stable of Virginia songs, as Peace explains.
I think you're going to hear the Cavalier song, which is a fight song that used to be used years ago. You're also going to hear Rugby Road, which is a song that's been sung here for many, many years, actually still sung in some of the parties around here. And you'll hear Glory to Virginia. You're going to hear the Good Old Song, which is the kind of the unofficial alma mater. Also hear the actual official alma mater, Virginia Hail All Hail.
It's not like those songs have been absent from Scott Stadium. For almost the past 30 years, traditional UVA songs were played by a different group, a scramble band that plays in a less regimented style. Rebecca Louie is the current leader of the Virginia Pep Band, and she describes the band's style as more of an improvisational humor show.
We play a big variety of songs.
Is it like, Sousa-esque stuff?
No, we do not play Sousa-esque stuff. We play more pop rock kind of stuff.
Pep Band was disciplined after their halftime performance at the Continental Tire Bowl in 2002, after the governor of West Virginia was offended by a skit. Despite a long history of supporting UVA teams, the Pep Band was suspended from all athletic events. Louis says the group did not disband, but they're down to about 60 members.
Currently we're playing at club sports and other university events, like class council tailgate that's at homecoming, and we're also having a homecoming celebration for our 30th anniversary.
Though some Pep Band alumni have left to join the marching band, Louis says the two groups can coexist because they attract different kinds of players.
I think we can still coexist. The people who are in the Pep Band have academic obligations. People who are in the engineering school, I'm a chemistry major who I would not be able to put in the practice time for the marching band kind of things. We're aimed towards people who have larger course loads, other things that they need to do besides play music in the band.
Fourth year student Sean Netto joined the band this spring, and this Saturday he'll be performing a key trumpet solo. He says he's worked hard to fit the 6 hours of rehearsal a week into his schedule.
It is definitely a time commitment. I'm also finishing up, you know, two majors along with working about 25 hours a week at my job. And I'm just working everything around marching band, honestly, because it's just so exciting to play. I mean, in high school, it was exciting to play in front of 5,000 people, and now we have, you know, 12 times that with 60,000 people.
The inaugural class of the band mostly consists of first and second year students who are closer to their high school marching band experience. Peace outlines how the 170 members of his band are broken down.
We have 15 piccolos, 23 clarinets, 18 alto saxophones, 24 trumpets, just picked up another one today. 15 trombones, 7 baritones, tubas, 27 drummers. Color guard, young ladies, a twirler, and two drum majors.
One of those drum majors is Woody Wingfield, a fourth-year student who has been charged with helping create this new tradition.
When we were playing in Scott Stadium, it's amazing to see. We made people cry because these people have been waiting this for years, and we're gradually learning how big a deal this is for a lot of people.
And if the idea for the band is to help boost the football team's energy on the field, then Wingfield is on the mission.
Without a band, you can see the energy level drop off between plays, and the players, they feed off that energy. You can see it when we were playing for the football players. They hit harder, they threw better passes, they threw longer passes, they caught more balls.
He says his students are up to the task after a long journey to get off the ground. He says he's proud to bring a marching band back into Scott Stadium, perhaps in time for a renaissance for the form.
Sometimes when you think of a marching band, you think of a box, and you don't think you can go out of the box. We're trying to keep up with what's going on in the music scene, and our students listen to iTunes and to all those things on the internet, and Usher and 50 Cent and Beyonce and you name it. And we want to play songs that really excite them and what they're listening to. And for me to constantly go back and play a John Philip Sousa march, John Philip Sousa is great, and we wouldn't be doing band if it wasn't for him. But I'll say that at a football game, I'm not sure if that's what should be played constantly to get players fired up, because that's not what they're listening to.
The Cavalier Marching Band takes the field this Saturday to support the football team against North Carolina. A special halftime performance commemorating the third anniversary of 9/11 is also planned. Sean Tubbs, WVTF News in Charlottesville.